I didn't like the late night jokes I had squirreled away, so I'm ditching that plan and I'm switching to all pro lines. Did you see the Cowboys beat the Washington football team 56-17? All pro lines tweets, geez, Cowboys, let up a little. First the smallpox blankets, now this. Did you see all the snow in Seattle? All pro lines tweets, the Seahawks lost to climate change. This Seahawks game is so white, the only hip hop song it knows is the Succession theme. This Seahawks game is so white, it owns a Prius. And the Bears won, thanks to a shocking one-handed snatch. Is their mascot Donald Trump? And you know those Baker Mayfield ads that take place in a stadium? Pretty soon, they're going to have to start filming these ads at a stadium in Canada. Mind-blowing fact from All Pro Lines, the Vikings have had at least a six-point lead in every game this season. They keep losing a commanding early lead. Is their mascot Hillary Clinton? I love it. All Pro Lines, it's not only a Twitter feed, it's a podcast hosted by Kostaki Economopoulos and Aaron Hodges. They combine football and jokes. They sponsor today's Daily Comedy News. Their episode is out every Tuesday. Check out All Pro Lines. Speaking of football, Frank Caliendo spoke to CBS News. Hey, Frank Caliendo, what impressions you asked to do the most? He said Morgan Freeman is one that's out there, I guess. Also, John Madden was there for a while. Then it was John Gruden, but John Gruden has had issues, so I've taken that off. As far as political comedy, my political stuff has never been actually political. My political stuff is finding what's silly about the person. And even if I don't like the politician in some way, shape, or form, I find something that I might like about them. And that's what I blow up. Is Frank Caliendo optimistic heading into 2022? I think you have to be, because if you're not, I think that's where we're all just going to get paralyzed. I think too many people are. You know, again, I'm like everybody else. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe and what to know, what not to know. I never understand. You know, the Omicron thing that's going on now? Yes, Frank, we do. It's a frenzy. I just do my best to go out and be courteous to other people. That's what I try to do. I understand that other people may be a little more worried or less so. The Laugh Button did their list of the 20 best comedy albums and specials of 2021. Shall we take a look? We shall. Number 20, Lavelle Crawford, The Comedy Vaccine. 19, Nicole Byer's Big Beautiful Weirdo. 18, Gianmarco Sorsi's Shelf Life. Recorded outside in a Brooklyn courtyard, Gianmarco Sorsi crafted a perfect time capsule of the COVID era, referencing the pandemic throughout without wallowing in the contemporary performer's pity. 17, Drew Michael's Red, Blue, Green. I like this list because it's different. In 2018, Drew Michael did something with his first HBO special that at the time was still a novelty. He performed it without an audience. Of course, that would become par for the course only 2 years later. In 2021, he dropped that gimmick to perform in front of a small crowd. 16, Dave Chappelle, The Closer. You're probably familiar with it. 15, Maz Jobrani, Pandemic Warrior. Forgot that even came out. I like Maz a lot. 14, Rosebud Baker's Whiskey Fists. 13, Josh Johnson's Hashtag. 12, Chris Gethard's Half My Life. 11, Joe Firestone's Good Timing. 10, John Fish Hinged. 9, Aida Rodriguez Fighting Words. 8, James Acaster's Cold Lasagna. 7, Ricky Velez Hears Everything. I don't get that at all. I don't get that special. 6, Mo Ammer's Muhammad in Texas. You guys know I love that one. 5, Nate Bargatze's Greatest Average American. Fantastic special. 4, Pete Lee, Tall, Dark, and Pleasant. Laugh Button writes, Pete Lee's impossible not to like. His Midwestern charm is second only to just how funny his jokes are. Lee describes his comedic point of view of just how much it sucks to be nice. 3, Roy Wood Jr. Imperfect Messenger. 2, Shane Gillis Live in Austin. And number 1, and I don't get it, I watched it, is all right, but everybody's putting this at the top of the list, but not me. Bo Burnham Inside. Yeah. So on Sunday, I put out my list of the funniest things of 2021. And if you listen to Sunday's episode, you heard that I had to go in and recut it and insert 2 things. And then even since then, 2 more things have come along. So I just want to redo the list. You can hear the original list on Sunday's episode. And I'm not going to dive deep on all this. I'll just do the top again. All right. Here is the revised top of funniest things of 2021. Number 1, no doubt, still the champion, Dana Carvey's Too Funny to Fail. You heard me explain it on Sunday, but boy, I laughed and laughed and laughed at that. Okay, the new number 2, being the Ricardos. I love that. I hung on every second of it. I don't get the mixed reviews. I just thought it was awesome. Number 3, this is new to the revised list, Don't Look Up. I've been thinking about this since I watched it. When did I watch it? Did I watch it Christmas Eve? I loved it because it's exactly what would happen if, say, a comet were going to hit the Earth, or perhaps there was a runaway climate emergency. People would ignore it and worry about what Ariana Grande is doing. No one would pay any attention to anything. I loved Don't Look Up. Number four, the funniest stand-up special of the year. It was on my original list, but it's now shooting up the list to number four, Jimmy Carr's new special on Netflix. I laughed out loud, and I've talked about the Emperor of Rome problem that I have, where I don't laugh. Jimmy Carr's special was fantastic. Number five, also new to the original list, Jim Gaffigan's new special. I think it's Jim Gaffigan's best special ever. And then the rest of my list was George Lopez Tacos, John Mulaney Anything, Dave Chappelle, Tim Dillon's podcast, Nate Bargatze's Greatest Average American, Phil Wang's Philly Philly Wang Wang, Tim Heidecker's Joe Rogan parody, SNL, James Austin, Johnson and Bowen Yang, Ted Lasso, Hacks, and What We Do in the Shadows. That is the list. But again, the top five now are Dana Carvey, Being the Ricardos, Don't Look Up, Jimmy Carr, Jim Gaffigan. Speaking of Jimmy Carr, I was watching it. I'm like, he looks good, but he looks different. He had work done, and I started Googling while watching the special, and then during the special, Jimmy Carr addressed that, yes, he's had a lot of work done. He is not hiding this from us. The Sun wrote, Jimmy Carr's incredible face transformation, as he says, little of the original still there following midlife crisis. During the lockdown, the 49-year-old Jimmy Carr added to his hair transplant procedure by getting a set of veneers and Botox. This week admitted very little of his original face still exists because he's had so much cosmetic work done. I've gone a bit crazy with it. I've got the new teeth and the new hair. I've had a proper midlife crisis, like, right, let's get everything done. I've had a little bit of Botox and filler, everything I can get done. My face is now like Trigger's broom from Only Fools and Horses. Very little of the original is still there. Amar Suchti is some sort of expert that The Sun spoke with. Amar said, Jimmy has clearly lost a lot of weight over the years. Amar believes Jimmy Carr has had regular Botox treatment on his forehead to remove some of his lines to make him look more fresh. There still seems to be some movement, which may indicate a smaller dosage such as that used in baby Botox. I'm learning a lot here. Jimmy Carr talked about the hair and said, so what happened was my hair was socially distancing from my forehead and I'd had enough of it. I shaved my head and what they do is they take hairs from the back of your head and they put them on the front. Basically, I had enough hair. It was just in the wrong place. It was a bit of redistribution. That expert Amar says, Jimmy Carr's skin looks fantastic. I suspect he's had a number of laser skin resurfacing treatments to give it that youthful glow. Jeez. It also looks like he may have had skin tightening treatments and under eye fillers. Anyway, Jimmy Carr's special, very funny. I totally forgot about this until I started to do show prep for today because John Mulaney shared a photo of his baby, but he did it Christmas Eve at like 10 p.m. Eastern. And I'm like, dude, it's Christmas Eve. I recorded the whole weekend and Monday already. Come on, man. You're killing me. Olivia Munn posted a photo on Instagram showing baby Malcolm wearing a blue beanie and swaddled in a fluffy blanket as baby Malcolm sleeps. Olivia Munn said, my golden ox baby. Malcolm Hiep Mulaney. So it's that middle name is H-I-E-P, and there's some sort of punctuation mark above the E and below the E. So I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Happy holidays, adds Olivia Munn. Oh yeah, voting is now open for the Worldwide Comedy Awards. You're going to go to worldwidecomedyawards.com/vote. You got that? Here's why. I'll go through all the categories tomorrow, but you're going to vote. Best podcast or radio program. Are you paying attention? WorldwideComedyAwards.com/vote. Are you paying attention? Best podcast or radio program. The nominees are The Asylum, Gay Studies. Don't vote for that. Barmydale. I like those guys. Don't vote for that. Character Debates, A French Woman versus a Scottish Guy, or Are the French the Best Lovers? Don't vote for that. The Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. Do not vote for that. Shut Up and Answer the Question. Nope. Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast. Nope. Even though their guest is Bill Burr, don't vote for that. You're going to vote for Daily Comedy News Podcast. Do you hear me? Vote for Daily Comedy News Podcast. It is worldwidecomedyawards.com/vote. More on that tomorrow. Today on HBO, it's the Super Bob Einstein Movie, a documentary celebrating the life and legacy of the late actor, writer, and producer, copywriting rule of three, Bob Einstein. Debuts today, 9 East and West. The Super Bob Einstein Movie features commentary from comedians including Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David, Susie Essman, David Letterman, Sarah Silverman, Norman Lear, Cheryl Hines, Jimmy Kimmel, Steve Martin, Patton Oswalt, Rob Reiner, and J.B. Smoove. Speaking of J.B. Smoove, where you live, do you get these commercials for the casino where he's playing famous Roman emperor? I don't want to give them a free plug. You know the ones I'm talking about? They're for like sports betting and he's a Roman emperor and it's like really, really effing loud. Those commercials can hose off and take J.B. Smoove with you. Can't stand them. Whoa, you didn't expect that tirade, huh? Hey, how Jay Leno forged a relationship with a local comedy troupe at a small theater in Newport. That's interesting. Tell me more, Yahoo News. A few years ago, Jay Leno popped into the Firehouse Theater for a surprise act. The artistic director there said that's kind of where the bridge started to get built. After that surprise performance, Leno contacted him to directly put on a charity event, and we ended up doing it for a Newport firefighter who was battling cancer. Leno reached out again recently and pitched a five-night series. The artistic director was like, Jay, at your age? This year's benefit supported the police because Jay said tongue-in-cheek he needed to do one for the police department because the previous one was for the firefighters. I gotta balance the scales here in the municipal world. And from The Hollywood Reporter, when comedian Joe Coy asked Chelsea Handler if he could give her a call around this time last year, she responded the way she asked to many men before, not if you're trying to bang me. Kind of like that answer. But why else would he call? Come on. Over the next 8 months, he would call her, and in time, she'd call him. As their friendship blossomed into something more, it wasn't until August that he made a move, and only at Handler's suggestion. Joe Coy said, she basically asked me to kiss her. Chelsea Handler chimed in and said, I think you have a crush on me, and if you do, you should do something about it and see what happens. Ooh la la. Coy and Handler say fans have rung them up wherever they are with variations on, you give us hope, or I'm so invested in the two of you. Listen to this fun fact. He's one of stand-up's top grossers. His Just Kidding tour made him the second highest grossing comedian behind only Jerry Seinfeld. Yikes. That's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, Pandora, wherever you get your shows, and vote Worldwide Comedy Awards. Vote. See you tomorrow.